Okay, so let's unpack a scenario that I think every modern business owner probably loses a little bit of sleep over. You have a product, a really good product. It works, people love it. You know, it does exactly what it says on the tin.
But the internet is just incredibly noisy. It's a saturation problem, really. There's just too much content out there.
Right, way too much. So the dilemma becomes, how do you shout loud enough to be heard without, I don't know, hiring a media team the size of a small country?
Exactly.
And that is what we're digging into today. We are looking at two very different pieces of software and sort of smashing them together to see what happens.
It's a theoretical case study, essentially. We're
Yeah.
taking a reliable, a workhorse tool
Yeah.
and see what happens when you plug it into this massive industrial content engine.
Exactly. So let's introduce our subjects. Subject A is Screenpresso.
Okay.
Now, if you've ever worked in IT or customer support or even just, tried to show your grandmother how to use Zoom, you've probably bumped into a tool like this.
For sure. It's a classic utility player. Based in Toulouse, France, LearnPulse SaaS is
Oh,
the
yeah.
company, and it does everything you'd expect. Screenshots, HD video recording, has a built-in editor. It's the tool you use when typing an email is just too much work.
Right, because sometimes you just need to draw a big red arrow pointing to a button and say, click this.
Exactly. Their motto is literally, a screenshot is worth a thousand words.
I saw that.
And if you look at their testimonials, the user base is, it's fascinatingly diverse. You've got developers using it for bug reports.
So they don't have to guess what went wrong.
You have trainers making documentation. I even saw one user mention they use it for genealogy research.
Genealogy, really?
Yeah, capturing old census records, annotating family trees. It's a tool for clarity. It just minimizes misunderstanding.
I saw one user call themselves a capture addict, which, I mean, honestly, I kind of relate to.
Yeah.
But here's a rub. Screenpresso is fantastic at capturing content, but in the year 2026, capturing is only step one.
Right. And this brings us to subject B, the Auto Content API.
The heavy artillery.
That's a good way to put it. It's not just a chatbot, it's infrastructure. It's an API designed to turn raw data like text, URLs, videos into finished media assets
Like podcasts, videos, blogs.
at a massive scale.
And so the mission today isn't just to review them separately. We want to see how a company like Screenpresso could use this API to, well, fundamentally change their business economics.
We're talking about turning a user manual into a multimedia empire.
It sounds like hyperbole, I know.
It does, but when you actually look at the production bottlenecks most companies face, it's a very practical solution to a very expensive problem.
Okay, so let's start there with that bottleneck. I was looking through Screenpresso's site, and it's very clear they have a hidden asset. They might not even realize it.
You mean the text?
Exactly. They have this treasure trove of documentation, user guides, help centers, release notes. I think the latest is version 2.1.41.
That how-to stuff.
Yeah, and in the traditional economy, that's just support material. It just sits there, waiting for someone to have a problem.
But in the auto content economy, that text is raw fuel. See, the problem for a company like Screenpresso isn't that they don't have ideas.
No, they have the manual. They know how the software works.
Right. The problem is the content saturation economy.
Meaning what exactly?
Meaning that today, to grow, you can't just have a static blog. You need to be on TikTok. You need to be on YouTube Shorts. You need to be in people's Spotify feeds on their commute.
You need to be everywhere all at once.
And that is incredibly expensive.
Oh, yeah. Let's be real. Screenpresso is a lean team in Toulouse. They're engineers, not TikTok influencers.
Exactly.
So if they wanted to start a podcast manually, what are we talking cost-wise?
Well, if you outsource it to a professional agency, the data suggests a single, professionally produced podcast episode can cost anywhere from $100 to $15,000.
15,000.
And that's not even counting video. A short form video for TikTok is easily $3,000 plus if you hire a real team with lights and cameras.
So for a software company, hiring an editorial team, an audio team, a video team, it's just a non-starter.
It burns way too much cash.
Right.
It's prohibitively expensive. This is where the Auto Content API comes in.
Yeah.
It introduces this API-first paradigm.
Okay.
The core concept is decoupling ideation from production.
All right, let's unpack that. Decoupling ideation from production. It sounds a little like marketing jargon. What does it actually mean for the folks at Screenpresso?
Okay, so right now, if you want a video, you have to have the idea, write the script, hire an actor, film it, edit it, It's a linear process. One output requires one full production cycle.
Right. One to one.
Auto content says. You already have the idea. It's in your user manual. We'll automate the rest. You just feed that text into the API and it generates the media.
So ScreenPresso doesn't need to hire a host. They just need to feed their existing text into the machine.
Precisely. And this is where we need to talk about the notebook LM comparison.
Ah, yes, I saw that. A lot of people have been playing with Google's Notebook LM. You drop a PDF in, and it makes two AI hosts chat about it. It's pretty cool.
It is cool. It's like magic. But Notebook LM is a consumer tool. It's a walled garden.
Meaning?
You have to manually drag and drop the file, wait for it, and then you can listen. You can't build a business process on top of it.
I see.
Auto Content positions itself as the enterprise alternative. It's an API.
Meaning it's programmable, you can build on it.
Right. So imagine ScreenPresso builds a user guide generator. They can plug that directly into the Auto Content API, so every time they update a manual, say, how to use the image editor, boom.
The API just instantly and automatically generates a ScreenPresso Academy podcast episode about it.
Exactly.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate here. Who wants to listen to a podcast about a user manual? That sounds incredibly dry.
And it would be. If it was just a robot reading the text, absolutely. Right. Nobody listens to that.
Right.
But the API supports multi-speaker dynamics. It creates a conversation.
Yeah.
A narrative.
So, like, you can create characters.
Exactly. You could have two AI hosts, so let's call them the tech guy and the rookie, discussing the best ways to annotate screenshots.
Yeah.
The rookie asks, wait, how do I blur out a password? And the tech guy explains it.
So it turns documentation into education.
It turns a dry PDF into a radio show. And it creates bingeable content. You can listen to it while driving or doing the dishes.
You definitely can't read a user manual while driving.
Please don't. So it opens up a whole new consumption channel for their existing knowledge.
That is wild. But okay, audio is one thing. ScreenPresso is a visual tool. It's about screenshots, video recording. A podcast is great, but I feel like video is where the real money is for them.
You are absolutely right. And that is the second massive lever here, the explainer video revolution.
The auto content source mentioned a Video Create Shorts endpoint, right?
Yes. This is designed specifically for the TikTok and YouTube Shorts era.
Hmm.
These platforms they're voracious. To really grow, the algorithm demands volume.
You need to post, what, 3 to 5 times a day?
At least. Which is just physically impossible for a small marketing team.
Impossible manually.
But with the API, ScreenPresso could programmatically crawl their own feature pages.
Hmm.
Take the sharing options page, for example. The API takes that text, generates a punchy script.
Okay.
Selects an AI avatar.
An avatar? Like a cartoon?
No. These are photorealistic AI avatars. Mm. You can choose a professional woman in a blazer or a casual speaker in a hoodie.
Oh, interesting.
And the API syncs the lips perfectly, adds dynamic subtitles, which are crucial for social media, and then it renders a vertical 9.16 video.
So they could have a tip of the day channel on TikTok that just runs entirely on autopilot.
Completely on autopilot. And let's look at the economics, because this is where the cost arbitrage really hits you.
Okay, lay it on me.
We said a manual video costs, what, maybe $300 on the very low end?
For a freelancer, yeah. Minimal editing.
The Auto Content API does a short video for roughly 400 credits.
Which translates to what, in real money?
About €4.
€4, yeah. Versus $300.
That is the arbitrage. And it changes your entire strategy. If a video costs you $300, you have to be precious about it. It has to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But if a video costs you €4, you can afford to fail.
It allows for creative testing at scale, right? I saw that phrase.
That's exactly it. ScreenPresso doesn't have to guess which video will go viral. They can generate 100 different variations, different avatars, different hooks, different background music for the price of one manual video.
They just flood the feed and see what sticks.
It's basically brute forcing the algorithm, but yeah, with quality, consistent content. And because it allows for custom branding, it doesn't look like spam. It looks like a dedicated media team is working 24/7.
Okay, so we've got podcasts running themselves. We've got TikToks running themselves. But let's look at the map. ScreenPresso is global.
Right.
The company is French, but the interface is in English, German, Japanese, Spanish.
And that brings us to, well, our third segment, global domination.
Tafs. Sounds a bit ominous. I like it.
It's all about the total addressable market, or TAM. Usually, extending to Japan requires hiring a Japanese marketing team, or at least a very expensive translator.
Which is, again, another bottleneck.
A huge one. Auto Content supports over 50 languages. So imagine ScreenPresso writes a blog post in French about their new Workspaces feature. They hit publish.
Okay.
The API creates the French podcast. But then it instantly transcribes, translates, and resynthesizes that same content into a German audio guide and a Japanese video tutorial.
Without a human translator involved in that loop.
Without a human in the loop. You're multiplying your potential audience by 5 or 10 times overnight. You're suddenly a local player in markets where you have zero physical presence.
That is huge for a software company. Well, usually you have to wait until you're big enough to afford proper localization.
And by then, a local competitor might have already eaten your lunch. This lets you be global from day one. And this ties directly into a concept called programmatic SEO.
PSEO, I've heard this term thrown around. It's the idea of creating thousands of landing pages, right?
Yes, exactly. To capture long-tail keywords, remember our genealogy user from the beginning.
The person capturing census records?
Yeah. Right. They aren't searching for generic terms like screen capture tool. They're probably searching for something like how to capture screen for genealogy research.
That's a very specific search.
Very. And there are thousands of these specific use cases.
Mm-hmm.
How to capture screen for IT bug reports. How to capture screen for knitting patterns.
Okay.
Now, normally, if you just make 5,000 pages for 5,000 use cases, Google hates it. It looks like thin content.
Because it's usually just copy-pasted text where you swap out one keyword.
Exactly. Google punishes that. But if ScreenPresso uses the Auto Content API, they can generate unique multimedia for each of those 5,000 pages.
Wait, so the genealogy page gets its own specific video?
Yes. The API reads the specific use case, generates a unique 500-word guide, a unique audio summary discussing genealogy specifically, and a unique video with an avatar talking about family trees.
That's amazing. So it's not copy-paste. It's bespoke content for every single niche.
Exactly. And from Google's perspective, that is a high-quality page. A user lands there, they watch the video, which increases dwell time, or they listen to the audio.
And Google sees that engagement and ranks the page higher.
It turns the thin content problem into a rich media advantage.
It's creating depth at a massive scale.
Mm.
You're effectively making a custom sales pitch for every single person on the internet based on exactly what they searched for.
That is the power of PSEO when you combine it with generative media.
Okay, I want to pivot to something else I saw in the Auto Content docs. We've talked a lot about output, about making things, but what about input? What about learning? The deep research endpoint.
Yes, this is the intelligence engine. Most people think of these APIs as output only. You give it a prompt, it gives you a video, but Auto Content has agents that can browse the live web.
How does a screen capture tool use that?
Well, ScreenPresso needs to stay ahead of the curve. It's a competitive market.
Yeah.
They could set up a recurring research task. Say, every 24 hours, the API scans the web for new competitors in the screen capture space.
Yeah.
Or most common complaints about screenshot tools on Reddit.
Oh, that's smart. Finding out what people hate about the competition.
Exactly. Why does competitor X crash when I record video? The API finds that, synthesizes it, and could generate a daily audio briefing, a Market Watch podcast, just for the executives in Toulouse.
So they start their day listening to a 5-minute AI summary of everything happening in their industry.
It keeps them ahead of the curve without hiring a dedicated research analyst. And they can take that intelligence and turn it into newsjacking.
Newsjacking, I love that term. Sounds like piracy.
It's marketing piracy in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the art of injecting your brand into a breaking news story. Auto Content integrates with X and Reddit.
Okay, give me a scenario. How does ScreenPresso newsjack?
Let's say a topic like remote work security starts trending on X. Everyone is talking about leaking data. Auto Content detects that trend. It triggers a reaction loop. It analyzes the sentiment. People are worried about sharing sensitive data in screenshots.
Okay.
The API then automatically generates a script. How ScreenPresso helps you blur sensitive data in your screenshots before sharing.
And then makes the video.
Makes the video and posts it. Time elapsed. Maybe 5 minutes.
That is unbelievably fast.
Speed is a feature. If you wait for the creative team to have a meeting, draft a storyboard, get approval, and edit a video.
The trend is gone. It's over.
Completely over. This lets ScreenPresso capture attention while the topic is actually hot.
It feels like we're describing a company that just runs itself.
Well, it changes the role of the humans. The humans at ScreenPresso stop being makers and start being architects. They design the workflows, set the parameters.
And the API does the heavy lifting.
Exactly.
It's a shift from linear production to parallel production.
That is the perfect way to put it. Linear is one person makes one asset.
Mm-hmm.
Parallel is one input creates 50 assets.
and the economics of it. I mean, we talked about the cost per video, but the ROI on the long tail must be insane.
So that's the long tail ROI. If a video costs $300, it needs thousands of views to be profitable. You can't justify making a $300 video for the 10 people interested in screen capture for knitting.
Right, you'd go broke.
But if the video costs €4, it only needs to generate one lead, maybe even just one click. It makes it profitable to target those tiny niche audiences that the big competitors ignore.
Because it's not worth the effort for them.
Exactly. So ScreenPresso can afford to make a video for the knitting community and the genealogy community and the bug tracking community.
And their competitors can't justify the spend.
Mm-hmm. And those niched audiences are highly likely to convert because the content speaks directly to their problem. It feels personal.
So bringing it all together then. ScreenPresso provides the utility, the what? Auto Content provides the megaphone, the how.
It transforms a tool into a media brand.
It's fascinating. But before we wrap up, you mentioned something in the pre-show notes about the agentic web. And honestly, it sounded a bit sci-fi.
It is a bit, yeah.
I want to hear your thoughts on that.
This is the final provocative thought I want to leave listeners with.
Mm-hmm.
We are so used to building content for humans. We write blogs for people to read. We make videos for people to watch.
Right. That's the whole point of marketing.
Currently.
Yeah.
But the web is changing. In the future, and I mean the very near future, AI agents like ChatGPT or Gemini will be the ones searching the web to answer our questions.
So the AI becomes the customer.
In a way, yes. Think about how you search now. Do you still type a query into Google and click 10 blue links? Or do you just ask an AI, what is the best tool for capturing a scrolling window, and wait for the answer?
I'm definitely starting to just ask the AI more and more.
Exactly. And where does the AI get its answer? It crawls the web. It looks for data. If ScreenPresso uses auto content to create all this structured data, FAQs, clear JSON files, perfect audio transcripts, they aren't just optimizing for humans.
They're optimizing to be the source of truth for the AI agents.
That's it. So by flooding the zone with this structured, high-quality content now,
they ensure that when the AI answers the question, it answers with ScreenPresso's data. It recommends ScreenPresso.
It's a mind bender, right? You aren't just building for the user anymore. You're building for the machine that helps the user.
Wow.
The question companies need to ask themselves is, are you building content for humans or for the machines that answer humans? Because if you ignore the machines, you might just find yourself invisible on the agentic web.
Okay, my brain is officially full. It is amazing to think that a simple screen capture tool and a content API could lead us into the future of the internet, but here we are.
It's the convergence of utility and scale. It's a brave new world for sure.
Well, there you have it. A deep dive into how automation could turn a software company into a global media powerhouse. Thanks for listening, everyone. And hey, maybe we should ask, was this deep dive generated by the API?
I'm not saying a word.
We'll let you guess. See you next time.